your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. We've got an awesome show today. Super excited to welcome Mike Tyson, one of the greatest heavyweight boxers of all time. And I'm also joined by another heavyweight himself, Chad Bronstein, founder and CEO of Philo. Guys, it's great to have you both on the show. And Mike, obviously, first and foremost, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very grateful to be alive.
We're so excited that you chose to celebrate your birthday with us on the show.
Hey, I think you're a real cool guy.
Awesome. Well, Mike, I think, you know, just to, you know, kick things off, obviously everybody knows you as like, you know, the greatest boxer of all time. So maybe give us a little update on what you've been up to the last year.
You know, I have a cannabis company around, we make around $300 million a year called Tyson Ranch, a product, you know, called The Toad, very successful marijuana entrepreneur. Planet 13 is the biggest dispensary in the world. We're selling out of there, which I'm very grateful for. If I can help my charities in need. And we've been doing a lot of acting. I just did a movie with Bruce Willis, and we were in Atlanta. I just did a movie with Bruce Willis, and I'm getting ready to go back on stage for my one-man show. And things are just going great. I'm getting ready to do my life story. And it's just sky's the limit. I'm very grateful, and all the glory goes to God.
Well, thank awesome. You, Mike. Mike, I've gotten to learn a lot about Tyson Ranch with Azeem and Kiki and you and just seeing, yeah. You know, you guys moving and grooving over there. It's pretty cool to see, you know, what you're doing both in the psychedelic space and cannabis. Did you get into cannabis? Obviously, more so. Everyone smokes weed, but I think your story is good. Is that, you know, a lot of what you've done has helped you heal. You want to talk about how cannabis and has really helped your healing process?
Well, let me tell you my relationship with cannabis first.
Okay, cool.
I smoked cannabis all my life until I was 13 or 14 years old. I was introduced to boxing, and by the time I was 16, I stopped. I stopped from 16 to like 1985. Until 1999, and I stopped that long. And I went to a Tupac celebration in Atlanta, and that was the first time I smoked. Tupac would have been rolling in his grave. He always wanted to smoke with me, and I said no. Yeah, I smoked because of Tupac celebration. Yeah, that was the first time I smoked in since 1984 or 1985.
And so, Mike, at the time when you were smoking it, were you smoking it for, like, relieving pain or to relax or, like...
Listen, I used to take all kind of, opiates for my pain, for my brain. That's what the psych ward said I needed this. You know, I've been in the psych ward a couple of times because I used to be a notorious alcoholic junkie. So I've been to the psych ward a couple of times. They told me I need these pills, right? And these pills caused me to gain around 150, 160 pounds. You guys go to your computer and look up Fat Mike Tyson. Oh man, you're not gonna even believe it. Right? I look like a tent. And that's just what it was, man. That's just what it was. And then I got involved with psychedelics and I did The Toad. Now listen to this. I might have skipped some stuff and came straight to it. Once I did The Toad, my life changed. Junkie OD'd by now. But I'm talking to y'all guys about my entrepreneurship. I can't understand how this shit works. I'm scared sometimes because I should not be here talking to you guys. I should have a needle in my arm. It's really crazy. I'm sorry to even bring this up, but I don't know really what I'm doing here, you know? I'm just very successful in the name of God. I think I'm a Jesus freak, I'm God freak, but it is what it is. Look at me.
And I think, Mike, it's, you know, I've gotten to, like I said, with Wisana on the other side of what we do, it's getting to know you and your story and what you've accomplished, you know. pretty cool. I mean, you are an entrepreneur on top of everything else, and building and helping build businesses. It's pretty inspiring to, like you just said.
But I'm an entrepreneur, but I would have never done this without the toad. I'm telling you, man, it's magical. I would have never done this.
Jeff knows a little bit about the toad, right, Jeff?
Well, I do. I haven't done it, but I definitely want to hear a little bit more about the experience.
Listen, the last time I did it, right, I saw my wife's first mother. I'm talking about millions of years ago.
Millions?
Yes. No, 20.
20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm under it for 20 minutes. And you go straight to the divine right away, buddy. You don't have to wait no ayahuasca, wait a couple of hours a day. They go straight there. You meet God right away, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, when you listen to, for Daniel's experience too, and, you know, just hearing all the experiences in that, I've heard a lot of those stories of how it goes straight to something you see and how it helps out. And a lot of obviously dealing with some of the issues that people have from trauma. Yeah, well, you know what, it's, Jeff, I don't know if you know this, you know, from USANA side, mushrooms, you know, a lot of people use it for actually getting them off drugs, like opioids, like Mike's talking about, and other areas.
I eat mushrooms like cereal. I put a big bowl and I eat it like cereal.
Chad does that too.
Jeff knows, because Jeff is actually the first of the people listening, but Jeff was our first investor, Mike, into USANA. He wrote me the first check for us building that business, so... We wouldn't be here without Jeff really helping out in that first check. So he knows a lot about the industry. Well, that's as well.
I want your guys to enhance my knowledge. You know what I mean? As far as just psychedelics go, because that changed my. I can't believe I can't die from it. You know, you think you're gonna die. You can't. I can't believe I can do the toad 3 times a day and I don't die. But I die. I die, but I wake up. It's the craziest shit in the world. I'm telling you, man. You're going to know. Listen, once you do the toad, you're going to know about this shit out here that's bigger than us, in the air, in the ground. You're going to be one with everything. Then you believe about, about and gods and all that shit that you think is just fairy tales.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people who are really kind of utilizing, you know, natural health methods to get better, right? Whether it's mushrooms, exactly. or the toad, right?
Listen, guys, how old are you guys?
How old am I?
Yeah.
My 40s?
Listen, you remember when I was in the paper, I was an animal fighting everything, grabbing bitches, that fuck yeah, fight with cops, just getting, I was just in all kind of trouble. Once I did the toad, man, I became a motherfucking A-class celebrity. What the fuck? Look, what the fuck happened to me? I was in jail and on drug all the time. Now I'm on, everybody's inviting me to be a model. I'm getting ready to do, what's his name again? Roberto Cavalli's line of clothes. What the fuck? In Italy? Come on, man. I was just some fucking a cocaine addict, a fucking, what, an alcoholic, a sex fiend. Yeah, that's the pig. And now I'm doing this. I clean my life up. I don't even believe it, okay?
You're a new man, right?
That's what the toad did, man. That's what the toad did. That's what it did. It rebirthed me. I've reborn, and I'm not bullshit.
I'm like, we believe that, man. It's crazy. It's good. It's, you know, I think, you know, with me.
No, I can't believe it either. That's why I'm telling you this, because I can't believe this shit.
I think Mike. We agree. I mean, we started Philo, the company that, not USANA, the cannabis company, technology company, 2 years ago. And it's, you know, kind of skyrocketed ever since. And to us, the same scenario, like crazy, right? It's, you know, there's greater beings that really help out, and there's luck that comes involved and all these other aspects to.
All that medicine that we're talking about, God made this for us. We just had to find it.
It's a great story. And Mike, from your perspective, like, you know, moving in with Tyson Ranch, where do you want to see Tyson Ranch, you know, go?
Ranch is going to go universal. We already have a couple of places in, where is that again? But they stopped it because they didn't want any foreigners coming in and stuff. It was Amsterdam. Amsterdam's changing their rules. It's really ridiculous. And I believe in Canada, we have a few dispensaries. This is really growing, you know, it's really still, we have what, 1,000 acres that we're going to build on. And then we have another 500 acres that we're going to build on in Desert Palm Springs. Everything I want, the toll gave to me. I want horses. Now I got to go to Seattle to look at these horses, see if I want these horses. Everything I want comes to me. Listen, you was to tell me, Mike, here's $1 billion, what you want to do. I couldn't even tell you what I want to do. Everything's just coming to me.
So I wanted to ask you, you know, as far as Tyson Ranch is concerned, you guys are doing all sorts of interesting things as far as like tourism and glamping and Lazy River and research.
We got a 30 days with the EDM?
EDC.
EDC, how much is the contract? Like a month contract with them? A 30-day contract?
It's going to be based off events.
We want to do a lot of events with EDC, right? Mm-hmm. With EDC and all those guys, with Poswell, and that's going to be amazing. I'm just going to say this is my baby, and I'm looking very much forward to the collaboration with Poswell.
And, Mike, where are you going today? Like, where are you guys off to?
Yeah, I'm going to see my family. I don't really celebrate that much. We're going to have dinner, and they're going to probably sing some happy birthday stuff, but I used to go with the program, but it really doesn't mean me. It makes other people more happy than it does me, so I go along with the program.
That's awesome. I'm sure your family's excited to see you.
We're all very grateful. We all love one another.
So, Mike, I'm curious, you know, random question. What'd you have for breakfast today?
Today, oatmeal.
Oatmeal?
Yeah.
Delicious.
I missed dinner, but never breakfast.
Mike, I've been doing a vegan, so I've been trying it out, and being around Daniel and Jeff. So, you know, a fun fact about Jeff, Mike and Kiki, you should go to Jeff's house. Jeff is one of the best chefs, and you should go to his house, you and Kiki, one time. And he lives in the Hamptons, and he just goes out, catches his own fish, and he has unbelievable food.
I'm a hold you that shit. I hear you talking, Chad. You ain't say shit, Jeff. Are you inviting me and Kiki?
Of course. What? Chad invites everybody out here. It's a party.
Well, Jeff, okay, Jeff's a great host.
Yeah. You could come anytime.
All right. We're coming now. Don't fucking say no shit. We're coming. We're bringing our kids with us.
Come. Have you been out to the Hamptons before?
I haven't been there. I didn't go there in many years, but I've trust me. We have a lot of friends there that have houses.
Totally. I try to get Chad to come out here all the time, but he's a very busy guy.
Oh, Chad, please. Just come out and chill out, man.
I'm trying to build businesses. I have to, I'm working on projects, you know? Jeff gets to have a leisure time.
That's why I tell my wife, Kiki, all the time. She says, I need to sleep. You don't sleep enough. I said, how can I conquer the world by sleeping? You can't, you know, you can't rule the world by sleeping.
I have
24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Jeff says I'm a machine. I don't know if that's true, but
we're gonna do a lot of good things together. That's how you can conduct yourself.
Oh yeah, I've gotten to know I really, like I said, you and I know each other, but I love your team around you, Kirk and Kiki and Azeem. It's been great working with them on WeSauna and then you guys on WeSauna. So
our goal is to change the world.
Yeah, and I could truly say that getting to know you guys is that I believe that, you know. It's been great. Now what are you smoking? Are you smoking
Tyson Ranch, baby.
Tyson Ranch, there you go.
Winner of 2 cannabis cups.
You know, on Thursday night, Kirk's coming here. I'm taking the dinner with the owner of High Times, who runs the Cannabis Cup. That's Adam Levin.
Be real gentle, my buddy. Kirk, we all love him.
Yeah, I know, of course. I have to be gentle all the time. I have to be gentle with Jeff. He's a soft soul.
Yeah, right. So, Mike, before we go, just like a couple of, you know, quick fire questions for you. Super easy.
Go for it.
Totally unrelated to cannabis, but you know, what's the strangest habit that you have?
I have no idea. I call my wife's name so much. I call her, even when she's not home, I call her name. I say, Kiki, Kiki. I think my wife's got a spell on me.
Mike, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given? And through all your career, your childhood, you know, post-boxing life?
Yes. Old too fast, smart too late.
That's a good one. Okay, if you were to have a single superpower, like magical superpowers, what would it be?
What would it be?
Yeah.
To help feed the world and all the poverty-stricken children and all over the world, in Africa, South America, to give them a life.
That's a great one. And I think I know the answer to this one because you were an amazing boxer, but are you a good dancer?
I suck at dancing, but I'm not afraid to dance.
Mike, you could sing, though.
Yes, I am capable of singing, too. I don't know how good it sounds, but I will do it.
Chad's a really good dancer. Chad, show us some of your moves right now.
No, I can't.
Spin on your head, Chad? Chad looks like he spins on his head.
I can spin on my head, you know. I can, I don't know. I mean, some people say I'm good, some people say I'm bad, but...
Well, let us decide right now.
Oh, man. Mike,
me and Jeff will be very honest with you.
Exactly.
Do you fish?
Oh,
yeah.
Jeff's a...
I'm a hardcore fisherman. Hardcore.
Yeah?
Saltwater.
What kind of fish?
Bluefish, fluke, tuna, striped bass, you name it. I catch it.
Oh, you got the dangerous ones, huh? Salmon, the ones that, what's those with the big fucking... the tuna, the giant, what's the one with
swordfish.
The swordfish? You go after swordfish too?
Marlin and swordfish, yeah, out in the canyon.
Oh, you're a bad man. I saw someone get one and it just flew right into his fucking arm.
I know, I've seen those videos. Crazy.
Yeah, show him a picture. Mike, seriously, all jokes aside, I'll tell Kiki and you guys should go out to Jeff's house. I'll meet you guys there, but he catches fishing. Yeah, it'll be a fun couple of days.
All right, God willing, we can make that happen. I'm looking forward to being more acquainted with you guys.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Mike, we don't want to take too much of your time. I know it's your birthday and you guys are going to see the family, but we really appreciate you coming on and, you know, congrats on everything that you've done in your, you know, new world. It's awesome.
Hey guys, this is just the first time. This is not the last.
Awesome.
Appreciate you, Mike. Have a good birthday and thanks again.
Day, guys. God be with you.
You too, buddy. We'll talk to you.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.